The text is the gospel reading from St. John. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, "I am not the Christ." They asked him then, "Who are you? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Finally they said, "Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, "I am the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord." Now some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you're not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one who you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." This all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Here ends our text. Jimmy Dean wrote a famous song about a misunderstood man who dies a hero's death. This Sunday centers on a man like that in the Bible. He is misunderstood, and while not dying as a hero, he did die as a martyr. He shares the name of Dean's character, and he too is big and bad. John the Baptist, as a matter of fact, is too bad for the world's Christmas. There aren't any Christmas ornaments, Christmas cards, or Christmas specials featuring John the Baptist. You're never going to see a manger scene with a John the Baptist figurine. Baby Jesus fits in with dreams of a white Christmas. Baby Jesus fits in with being home for Christmas. Baby Jesus fits in with silver bells. Big, bad, loud, intense John the Baptist is like a bull in a china manger scene. He muddies up the snow of a white Christmas. He frightens children all snug in their beds. And he's not a silver bell, but a tolling one. Big John the Baptist is too bad for the world's Christmas. His Spartan spirit of picky camel hair shirts and grasshoppers for food is the direct opposite of the self-indulgent spirit of the world's Christmas. Christmas in the world is a time for overeating, overdrinking, overspending. John is just plain over the top. He lives in the desert. He dresses uncomfortably and won't let anyone be comfortable with themselves. But you want to know what really makes Big John the Baptist too bad for the world's Christmas? His unrelenting confession that Christmas is about Christ. To the world's pious religiosity, that Christmas is about giving. Christmas is about helping others. Christmas is about the end of war. Big Bad John roars, "Christmas is about Christ." To the world's sweet sentiment that Christmas is about or for children, Big Bad John thunders, "Christmas is about Christ, and Christmas is for sinners." John the Baptist tears through the world's Christmas, taking an axe to every tree that points to something other than Christ. John is just too bad for the world's Christmas, and he's too big for the Christmas box you and I try to put him in. We try to keep Big Bad John the Baptist in a box labeled historical characters of the Christmas story. He's really no more important than the shepherds or the wise men. What he did was important at that time, but he has nothing to say to us now. John is too big for such a box. The Bible doesn't say of the shepherds or of the wise men that they were sent from God. From the womb, like the prophet Jeremiah, like the apostle Paul, and like the Savior Jesus, John was set apart by God. No one thinks the preaching of Jeremiah, Paul, or Jesus only applied to the people alive to hear them. But that's the box we try to make Big Bad John to fit in. But John keeps busting out. Bible does not say that John came as a witness to testify concerning Christ so that the men living at that time might believe through him. The Bible says that John came as a witness so that through him all men might believe. All means all. The ministry of John the Baptist is much bigger than that couple of years surrounding Jesus being revealed as the Christ. Big Bad John's ministry is for all men of all time. You want to know what really makes John too big for us? Not what he confesses, but how. He's too bad for the world because he relentlessly confesses Christmas is about Christ. He's too big for us because he confesses unrelentingly. The Holy Spirit emphasizes this in the text, saying he did not fail to confess, but confessed freely. John relentlessly denied himself and confessed that Jesus was the light. Jesus was the Christ. Jesus was the Lamb of God that carries away the sins of the world. That's too big for me. Big Bad John the Baptist was content to get ever smaller while Christ got ever bigger. John is a bigger man than I. He constantly pointed people who gladly would have made him the centerpiece away from himself to Jesus. Not me. Christmas is all about me. It's about if I am ready. It's about how I feel. Bad John was so big that he willingly lost his head to confess Jesus. I'm so small that I won't lose focus on myself to center on Jesus even at Christmas. John the Baptist, he's too bad for the world's Christmas. He's too big for the Christmas box we want to put him in, and he's too full of the Holy Spirit for us to identify with him at Christmas or at any other time of year. John is too full of the Holy Spirit compared to us, lukewarm, tepid, apathetic Christians, and that makes John so big, so bad, so different to us that we try to keep him safely in a Christmas box that we only have to get out once a year. The Bible specifically says that John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit while still in his mother's womb. Yet, people deny that his baptism gave the Holy Spirit. It all stems from last week's gospel reading where John the Baptist said, and I quote, "I baptize you with water, but Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." See, people think John is saying that his baptism was mere water. But consider this. John 3, verse 5, there Jesus says John's baptism is water and spirit. 2, Scripture shows John's baptism gave Jesus the Holy Spirit. 3, last week's text said John's baptism forgave sin. Sins can't be forgiven without the Holy Spirit. This week's text says John's ministry was so all men might believe. Nobody can believe without the Holy Spirit. Big Bad John is bursting with the Holy Spirit. He was in him from his mother's womb. He was so much in his baptism that not only did it forgive sinners their sins, it gave Jesus the Holy Spirit. John saying last week, "I baptize you with water, but Jesus with the Holy Spirit," that's just another way of John saying, "I'm not the light." No, John was not the light. Jesus was the light. But that didn't mean that the light of the world didn't reflect off John. Likewise, while John did not have the power to pour forth the Holy Spirit as Jesus would do on Pentecost, he did pour forth water which had the Holy Spirit. John used the word baptize as a figure of speech, just like Jesus did when he spoke of his suffering for sins as a baptism I have to be baptized with. That makes baptism a figure of speech there. So John says that as he applied water, that's what the Greek word baptizo means, apply water, so Jesus will apply the Holy Spirit. Jesus, not John, applied the Holy Spirit on Pentecost because Jesus, not John, won the right for sinners to have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would not land on sinners dead in their sins, no more than the dove that Noah sent out would land on the dead floating carcasses. But when the Holy Spirit saw the perfect man Jesus standing in the Jordan, well, he could land on him. Then Jesus, as a man, does what no man, no woman, no child has ever did before him. Jesus, though true God, as a man, kept all the laws of God. Not even big, bad John confessed perfectly like Jesus did. Not even big, bad John believed or taught the truth about God perfectly like the man Jesus did. John was big and bad enough to die for his faith. But even so, his death paid for no one's sins, not even his own. The death of the perfect man Jesus, however, was an atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Jesus went to the cross bearing all the sins you can think of and even the ones you cannot. Jesus went to the cross bearing the sins you can forgive yourself for and even the ones you cannot. Jesus went to the cross bearing the sins you would like to forget and even the ones others won't let you forget. Jesus' perfect life and perfect death as a man in place of all men won him the right to pour out the forgiving, life-giving Spirit on all men. Jesus won the right for big, bad, sinful John the Baptist to have the Spirit in the womb. Jesus gave it to John while he himself was still in Mother Mary's womb. How? Well, by the special means of the voice of his mother greeting John's mother. John's ministry was full of the Holy Spirit. All his preaching, all his teaching, all his baptizing had the Holy Spirit. But it took the perfect God-man, Jesus, to apply him to sinful man in the first place. John is so big and so bad to us because he overflows with the Holy Spirit that we lack. What else accounts for the fact that in the face of Jesus coming at Christmas, we find ourselves so weak, so timid, so downcast, while John is so strong, so bold, so confident? What else but a lack of the Spirit accounts for the fact that we have a barrenness, an emptiness, a wilderness in our hearts, even though we are surrounded by food, drink, and people? What else but the Spirit gave John a heart overflowing with the confession of the coming Jesus, even though he had little food, no drink, and no company? We will never appreciate or have room for Big Bad John without having the same Spirit he had. We can only get that Spirit from whom John did, Jesus. Mary's words to John's mother had the Spirit because Jesus was in Mary's womb. Where Jesus, the Son, the second person of the Holy Trinity is, there the Spirit is. Jesus is in your baptism because Galatians 3 says you put him on when you were baptized. Jesus is in your absolution because Jesus says whoever hears me, hears him. Jesus is in your communion because Jesus says it's his body and his blood that you eat and drink. Where Jesus is, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is there for you. So, when you find yourself morbid, downcast, and depressed in the face of the coming Jesus, when you find your heart a barren, empty wilderness in the face of Christmas coming, don't go to where the world tells you the Christmas Spirit is, in food, drink, family, friends, giving to others, helping unfortunate children. There's certainly nothing wrong with those things, but the Spirit of Christmas is not found in any one of them. You need to go to where Big Bad John points to get the same Spirit he has. You need to go to Jesus. Even in this present darkness, Jesus is the one true light. Even though you are no more than a frail lone voice in the midst of a wilderness of error, Jesus is the one who comes to stand with you. Even though you are not worthy to untie his sandals, Jesus is the one who tied your sinful, wretched self to his back and carried you all the way to the cross, into the grave, and back out again. Big Bad John points you to what you need for Christmas, Jesus. You'll find him in that gift-marked baptism, that one labeled absolution in the one mark communion. All these packages have your name on them. All of them are to be opened before Christmas. All of them give you the same spirit that made Big Bad John what he was then and what he still is today.